The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. I'm your host, DJ Paz, and this podcast is about seven different breeds of dogs and everything you need to know about them. Welcome, everyone. This is everything you need to know about beagles. Their weight is 20 to 30 pounds, and their height is 13 to 15 inches. So that's like a small to medium-sized dog. The length is about a foot or so. So their energy is a lot, and they need exercise 2 hours a day, at least if they're a full-grown adult. But if they're not a full-grown adult, like if they're puppies or something, they need short sessions to protect their bones and joints, because puppies don't have a lot of energy the whole time. They have short spurts of energy several times throughout the day. And you can train them. It'd be best to train them from 3 months to 6 months old. And to train them, it'd be good to do it regularly so they recognize the training. And some things you can do to train them is to socialize them, because they love attention, and then leave games for them. And they also love to bark. So some things I would do to train them not to bark is, actually, I guess, never mind. So the reason the beagles need to exercise is to protect the joint. So they function normally when they're grown, and they don't have any more health needs. So a fully grown adult needs at least 2 hours. And some things you need to know if they get overextended is, like, if they're panting, if they're tired, or if they have excessive sweat. So for the socialization, they're intelligent, friendly, and excitable. They're good for first-time dog owners, because they're even-tempered, curious, and want to be part of everything. They're social, mysterious, and easy to train. They also get along with other pets and people. But you need to watch them with the girdle, not because they'll harm them or anything, but because they like to play, and they get super overexcited, just like children do. But the beagles, will become super hyper, and they don't know when to stop. So that's when you tell them when to stop. But if you train them to be around children, then they should easily be around children, and then the children and the dogs can tire each other out. Then you don't have to do double their work. You can just tire them out together, and then that'll be fun. And it's also always fun to watch dogs and children play, because they're both cute and they have an innocence that we adults don't normally have. So their body language is like the usual body language. If they're shaking and, like, glancing down, then they're scared, and you probably shouldn't go over to them unless they come over to you. If they're have the paws down but the butt up, that means they want to play, and he's wagging his tail, that or she is wagging his tail, that means he wants to play. That means they want to play. Yes, the beagles will get the zoomies because they're dogs and they have a lot of energy, so I guess that is why they get zoomies, and they love all the attention. Okay, so some games to tire out the beagle is to play hide and seek, like hide their favorite toy, and then have them seek it out, and then do that again and again and again, and then do that different places so that the dog can run all over the place. And then one way you can do that is to put your dog in a room and get the toy, and then hide it in, like, near the fridge, or in the kitchen, or in the playroom, or under the bed, or under the couch, and then have them sniff them out. And then open the door and then have the dog sniff it. Another thing to do is do like sniffing games for your dog. And like hide stuff under things like dog food, hide that under like couches or like cups or something to do. So some things for the grooming is your dog, like a beagle, has nails. So if they don't get a lot of exercise on like hard surfaces, you'll need to trim the nails. And most dogs don't like that. So be wary. You can put like a, extend them in the air somehow and then trim them that way. So they can get nowhere to go. And then their grooming needs.
Yes.
Beagles will have a short and glossy coat. They will need to be groomed at least once a week. But when it's becoming to be springtime, they will lose their winter coat. So they will definitely need to be groomed like once a day, or you just get a lot of hair all over your house or wherever you are. And personally, I sometimes like that, but too much is too much. So I wouldn't exactly do that. Yeah. Okay. So now on to some not so fun stuff. The health concerns. So like any dog, beagles will have some health concerns. So one of the health concerns is seizures and epilepsy, lumps and bumps, ear disorders, cruciate ligament disease, back and spine and neck issues. So for seizures and epilepsy, they can suffer from the conditions and that affects the brain, the spine and some nerves. Epilepsy is like a brain disorder that results in seizures or like having a fit. And then it may begin as young as 6 months old. Epileptic seizures look painful, but they aren't. But you will have to live with them. But depending on the severity, they may need to be controlled with medication for the dog's entire life. So your dog and you can have a happy, normal existence and not be worried that your dog is spasming for some reason or the other. For lumps and bumps, beagles are prone to have tumors, cysts, and growths. And then that may include mast cell tumors. So mast cells are normal skin that help dogs respond to trauma and damage by releasing histamine. But these cells can sometimes become a serious type of tumor called a mast cell tumor. And they can vary in size and shape. But they form a solitary lump within the skin. And to treat it, it depends on the size and location of the tumor, but it almost always involves surgical removal. For ear disorders, with all beagles, they can form various skin problems, probably within the ear. The ear canal can be irritated by grass, seeds, parasites, wax, allergies, or infections. This can lead to a condition called otitis, which simply means inflammation of the ear canal. It can cause an intense itch, which leads the dog to shake its head, flapping its ears, and scratch them using its back paws. If this disease is due to an allergy, the treatment is required for the lifetime of the dog. This is for ligament disease. The cruciate ligaments are found inside the knee joint and hold the knee joint stable. If this disease slowly frays and gets weaker, then it can worsen over time. The treatment for the disease is usually surgery, but to help stabilize the knee joint. However, like all dogs, beagles can develop arthritis from this condition. And the long-term treatment is often required to keep them active. Finally, for the back, spine, and neck issues. Beagles are more prone to issues and pain with their spine and neck than other dogs. There's a mixture of issues from back pain to slip discs and also inverted disc disease. This occurs when the disc between the vertebrae, aka the backbone, become damaged and brittle with age or general wear and tear. This makes the disc prone to rupturing, moving, and pressing against the spinal cord itself. This treatment depends on the cause and location of the problem, but may include medication, rest, and possibly even surgery to help the dogs live a comfortable life. So now that the broad stuff is out of the way, well, I guess there's the good stuff and the bad, I guess. There's the stuff you need to know, then the bad stuff. And now for the fun stuff. I just love the beagle. Because look at their ears. Their ears are so big and cute. And you want to play with them. And then dogs are just so awesome that why wouldn't you want to play with them? But beagles especially. I don't really like small dogs or small to medium-sized dogs. But beagles will definitely be the exception for me. So some fun stories I've had from my aunt's and uncle's dog. So one story is we went to a place in Minnesota and this dog can't get up onto any of the couches, but it can get up into the chair. So I just snuggle with the dog because I love snuggling with the dog and it's just fun because it's fun. What can I say? Yeah. So some other fun things you can do with the dog is you can cuddle, you can snuggle, you can watch movies with the dog. You can also, let's see, you can, if you have kids, you can have them try themselves out together. You can go on long walks with your dog, but be careful not to overextend your dog because that would not be good and that would have more health issues. And I guess, personally, I don't want that, and I don't think you'd want that either. So I just pay attention to your dog, and then that would make it all better. Some other things you should know about a beagle is they like to bark, but if you train them not to bark as much, that they'll obviously stop. Duh. Beagles will have a lot to bark about, so if you train them to bark little or to train them to bark once, then they won't bark a lot because you train them. So, duh. The life expectancy for a beagle is 10 to 15 years. The colors would be lemon, red, white, and the most common is a tri-colored beagle, like brown, black, and white. And they are a good working dog. So here are some fun facts about beagles that you may or may not know. They have selective hearing, that means they will hear you, but they might not listen. So like sitting or staying, they might not listen to that. But once they hear a dog treat bag opening, they will launch off wherever they're doing and come right at you. They also have expressive faces. I could say that all dogs have that. Along with the sniffing shakedown, when you come into the door, they will sniff all your stuff because they love sniffing. So all dogs do that too because they love new scents. But I'm not sure all dogs have a clever problem-solving skills. So they come out from a different angle at it, and then, yeah, that's pretty cool. They also have a different howl than other dogs have. They have a bow wow howl, and it's pretty cool, and that's one of the reasons I want to get a beagle, but that's not the only reason. And they love to chase squirrels. Once they see a squirrel, they will definitely run after it if they can. But if you have a leash, be careful because they will duck. And they will also have funny sleeping positions. Like one paw up, all four paws down, laying on the back, laying on the side, anything like that. And the beagles are curious explorers. They love to sniff and explore anything and everything. So if you're going camping, I definitely recommend going on an island or having your dog be, your beagle be, or having your beagle be specifically trained to come to you when you call, because they love to explore and they will go anywhere. And from experience, having a lost dog is not fun. Okay, so beagles will also have acute head tilts. I'm not sure if that's related to beagles specifically, because all of my dogs have had the curious head tilts too. So I'm not sure if that's related specifically to beagles or just dogs in general. Or animals, I guess. Who knows? But they are intelligent yet stubborn, as like I said, to selective hearing. They are smart, so they'll might outsmart your owners, and then they will only feel like obeying commands when they feel like it, or seeing a benefit from themselves. This will include playtime, trades, or anything fun that they find. And then they also have built-in food radars. They're like furry shadows. Once you're in the kitchen, they are right there saying, "Hey, can I have some food? Please, 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 please." Well, yeah. So overall, I definitely get this dog breed because I love dogs. Most of them anyways. Yes, I definitely get this dog. And yes, of course, it's a beagle and they howl. So when someone comes knocking at the door, they will definitely howl. Thank you for listening. This is DJ Big Paws, signing off.